Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God has much to say to those who have ears to hear. Jesus spoke his best words to those who had ears to hear, to those who treasured his word. You know, in Luke chapter 10, you know, Jesus said a lot of things that was very important. And those who took him at his word and having ears to hear, he had much to say. Now, when we follow him and we go forward doing the things of God, we learn things that school can't teach you. Man can't teach you everything that you can learn from God. If you love him and go forward, you can learn from the Lord. Jesus paid a high price for you to learn from the Lord. You know, Jesus sent 70 people out to let people know that he was coming. Now, this is in Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, there's a lot of statement in those verses. And those verse 19 is the one I stand on if I get bit by something. I just quote the part where it says, nothing shall by no means hurt me in Jesus' name. You know, Jesus meant what he said. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You have authority over Satan. But that's not what I was getting at. I was getting to verse 21. He said, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. See, it seemed good in God's sight. God hides knowledge from people who are proud and arrogant. And as a man of God, as a plain old Christian, I come to understand that everybody just don't have ears to hear. But God has people that do have ears to hear. And I've been talking about the real Jesus in this segment of the Final Moments broadcast. You know, the theme we're dealing with is final moments. And this we're living in a time that's crucial just before the return of Jesus Christ. He's the real and living God. He's coming back. He's our Savior. He already died for us. He's given us ample time to repent of our sins. And he's going to come back like he said he would. And there are people that are looking for him, counting on him. Some have a relationship with him. And they are learning things from the Lord. And they're seeing visions of his return. And they are on fire for God. They hate the ways of the world. They leave the sins of the world alone. They drive out the sin and they love God. These are those who have ears to hear. Unfortunately, all people and even all Christians don't have ears to hear. When you study the letters that's written to the churches, now in Revelation, John addressed seven churches, and the theme was love. Walk in my love, hear my voice. And then he said, he addressed those that has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, some of you have ears to hear. Some of y'all need to have ears to hear, and everybody should have ears to hear, but that's up to the individual. And I heard a lady say that God doesn't have any grandchildren. He has children. All of our children must get saved. And we need to raise our children in the Lord. Jesus says, suffer them and take them to church. Teach them of me. Live the life before them. Train them up in the way that they should go. Training a child in the way that they should go is not just telling them what to do as a parent. It's leading them in the love walk of the Lord. It's leading them in the love walk of the Lord. They need to see you doing God's word. They need to see you making wise decisions by the counsel of the Holy Spirit. And they need to see you going to a good church that's not reprobate. Some churches are reprobate, and they're not worth going to. But I'm not judged. I don't know where they are, but I mean, some churches, they don't preach God's word anymore. And there's a lot of strife there. But there are churches that love, the people love God and the pastor love God. And that's where you take your family. And the Lord will point them out for you. If you really want to do right, he'll help you do right. If you really want to stop sinning, he'll help you. If you determine to do what's right, God will help you do what's right. But if you're looking for a way out, the devil will give you a way out. And if you desire an excuse, he'll give you 12. All at once. He'll give you several reasons not to follow God. If you really want to do what the world said, do. But if you got ears to hear, you're not trying to figure out what it is you can get away with. You're trying to figure out how you can do more of God's will. This is to people who have ears to hear. These are the babes. These are the people who talk about what God is doing. These are the people who are learning, and they don't preach fables. They preach the truth. These are the people who are learning how to build their life. And Jesus said, suffer the little children. They're not going to want to go. They want to do what's comfortable, just like most people do. And their friends doing what's comfortable. But you got to take your children to church. And they'll get to church, and they'll go to Sunday school. They'll play with other children. They'll start learning about the Lord, and they'll go to heaven. A lot of families are not going to see their children in heaven. Some Christians, even who have ears to hear, their family won't be there, and their children won't either, because they were lazy and didn't take their children to church. They didn't study. They didn't teach the word. And they allowed foolishness in their home. And Satan took their children from them. But if you have ears to hear, you got to do the. If you're not doing the word of God, then what are you giving God to work with? If you won't train up your child in the way that he should go, or she should go, what are you giving God to work with? The least you could do is pray over your family. And if you don't know God, praying won't work long. You got to, Daniel said, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. You got to be strong. If you have young children, there are so many people that allow the world to consume their children. That doesn't have to happen. Being hard-headed towards God is the bridge work of raising rebellious children. If you rebel against God, you're causing your children to rebel against you, and eventually they're going to rebel against the Lord as well. That was a single mother I knew. She was raising her son, and I worked on a car, and she told her son to do something, and he was hard-headed that day. And then the Lord rebuked her. He said, if you would obey me, he would obey you. And she repented. She did repent. I saw, she said, you know what the Lord told me? And she told me that the Lord told her that because she don't obey him, he's not obeying her. Now, this is important. You can't say, do as I say, not as I do. You got to do it all. You got to show them what to do, and you got to live the life yourself. You got to have ears to hear. Those that have ears to hear, they learn greater things, and they live in better conditions eventually. Because when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added. You don't have to scrape and scrounge the rest of your life. You'll have to do what God said, and it works. You have to live by the love of God and simultaneously the wisdom of God. And you have to keep receiving the knowledge of God to live in the love of God and the wisdom of God. It's easy because The more you learn from the Lord, the easier it is to make and process good decisions. And then, if you people that study the Word enough, they're in tune with the Lord, and they can sense that some relationships that they're delving into are not good relationships, and they avoid terrible tragedy accidents. Sometimes a marriage can be an accident, and you married the wrong person. Not saying you did. Only God knows the people that did. People do marry people that don't love them. And then they have children. That's another problem. But whatever you've done, the Lord will show you your wisdom and how you can pick up the pieces of your life and move on. Having ears to hear is very crucial. And when people are single and free, a message like this, they're thinking about all the fun they're going to have in this world. And if they don't have ears to hear, the devil's going to attack their life. This is how he does it, primarily through deception. He wants you to lose in life, He wants you to bog you down with all forms of problems that the Proverbs will give you wisdom over. It's easier, my friend, to read the Proverbs every day and live by them. It's easier to live by what the real Jesus said. It's not hard. Open up the book of Matthew and read it and just do what Jesus said do. Open up the Proverbs and read it, do what Jesus said do. And then read the stories of the interaction with other people all throughout the Old and New Testament and see how God operated in their life. And their lives healed. Their lives got better. They had the same kind of problems you do. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. Let all your friends know that old preacher's back on the radio, and he's on newlivingletters.com, and you will know. You can know the will of God. You can know, God can give you dreams. I asked my pastor once years ago, Elder Lewis, I said, how does God talk to you? Because I was just getting started. He said, primarily by the Holy Spirit. He can talk to you in your heart. And then he said he can talk to you through the Word. Well, primarily it was through the Word, and he can talk to you in your heart, and he can talk to you through others. And the more you receive his Word, the easier it is to hear his voice. Now, we don't live by voices. We live by the Word of God. Habakkuk said the just shall live by his faith. And Jesus said a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But that hearing the words of God won't work if you're not going to do it. And only those who have ears to hear will do God's word. Now, we've been talking about the real Jesus, and hearing the words of the real Jesus, the one who's coming back, will put you in great standings with God. That's how you, after you've been washed in his blood, you believed on Jesus Christ as your Savior, and he's your Lord if you do what he say. So if you do what he say do, your life will start working. You're giving God something to work with. If you raise your children in the way that they should go, they won't depart from it. You're giving God something to work with. You're living the life that you're preaching about or teaching them and instructing them to do. You're living it before them. Me and my friends would decide to do things that were wrong. But every time I tried to do something as a child, it wouldn't work. I would get caught or something would happen and I wouldn't get to do whatever it was. But I would walk past my mother's room at night and I would see her on her knees praying for me, praying for the family. And she lived a godly life. She taught school. She taught Sunday school. And she lived what she taught. Never heard her say a cuss word in this day and age. And it was, that's impressive. I thought it was normal when I was a child. But she lived the life. Every day she cooked dinner. She taught school. Then she'd get off work and cook dinner, good dinner. She could really cook. I miss those greens. I love my mother. And my mother loved me and she loved God. I would get to see her again. And she'll get to see all of my children because I raised them in the way they should go. You have a promise. If you love God and you surrender your life to him, and you raise your children in the way that they should go, they won't depart from it. A lot of families, sometimes the whole family going to miss heaven. And that's not necessary. Salvation's free. You have to get to know the real Jesus. and he will show you how to overcome. Remember, he gave us power over all the works of darkness. He said, but watch what he said. He said, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Now, those are the proud. Proud people won't learn God's ways. Jesus said, don't cast pearls before swine. Don't be like the swine. Swine don't care about holy things. If you give him a pearl, it's not corn. He'll just trample over and poop on it. He doesn't like stuff like that. He wants corn. He wants bugs, something he can eat. He likes mire, something he can wallow in and cool off. Don't be like the swine. Be like those that love God. He said, Jesus thanked the Lord of heaven and earth that he hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them to babes. People that are just innocent, that innocent love of a child, innocent love that want to know God. Even so, Father, for so he said, even so, lost my page. He said, even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. It's good in God's eyes to give good wisdom to his people. You have to have ears to hear. Now, and I want to shift gears and talk about the right people. There are people out there that love God and want to know him. They are doing these things. They do believe and they want to know God and they will. They're hungry for the word and they seek it out. When they have a situation, they decide, I'm going to learn and I'm going to go forward. I'm going to do the word of God. I'm going to do the word that I've been hearing. I'm not going to waste it anymore. I'm not going to let it drop. I'm not going to forget about the things of God. I'm going to put them first place in my life. There are people that do this. And these are the precious people that the Lord is going to rapture. While people that love the world will remain. When the Lord come back in glory, people will know. When they see his glory, they'll know whether they're on God's side or on Satan's side. And they'll know whether they are weak or strong. They'll see themselves as they are. And some people in the rapture, they'll know that they should have done better, even though they get raptured. You know, there's going to be all kinds. And some people will be left. They were doing all manner of evil, and the Lord's going to leave them here. They have other relationships. They have girlfriends. Even though they're married, they're committing fornication and adultery. The Lord can't take that to heaven. You made a decision. Those who made a decision to do wrong, you'll have the consequence. But the Lord wants you to repent. If you know you're wrong, repent. And you don't have to be wrong anymore. And you don't have to live the rest of your days under Satan's foot. You can live the rest of your days with your foot on his neck. Those who have ears to hear are different than those who don't. They're learning and they're increased. They have the ability to learn and increase and go forward. It is a sacrifice to do the things of God. And they work. They work good. And you have to pay attention to the things that the Lord is saying. God has much to say. And people, when people learn to hear him out, and do what he said do, they grow from glory to glory. And the Lord can give them greater concepts. They'll appreciate the things of God. And you know, Jesus made things plain. Now this is John chapter 10, verse 1. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. This is what proud people try to do. They try to get around. They're always sneaking like a snake. And when you tell them the word of God, they always got a reason why they gonna do it the other way. They always trying to get around and sneak around. They're the same as a thief and a robber. Now verse 2 says, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. He's the real shepherd, the real Jesus. When he speaks, the people that have ears to hear, they listen and they do what he say do. They don't forget about his words. Verse 4 says, and when he puts forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They know Jesus' voice. That's why I talk about things that the Lord say, I know his voice. I know when the devil's speaking. I know what the stranger would do. But I know my Savior's voice. He said, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. They don't recognize the strangers as being legitimate. If somebody come and say, I'm Jesus, I'm this and that, I know that's a stranger. If a demon come to me lying on God, I know that's a demon, because it won't bear witness with the Holy Spirit within. Always, my friend, follow the peace. That genuine love, peace that comes when you believe on Jesus, when you give him your life, when you surrender your life to him, you have peace. That peace is your fellowship. Follow the peace. The words of Satan can't give you any peace. The wicked have no peace. Nobody that's wicked has peace. People that's doing wrong, they have no peace, period. They're the wrong kind of people, but the right people have peace. Follow the peace. When you don't know what to do, tell the Lord your concerns, study the word, get strong, and follow the peace. When he give you your answer, follow the peace. Don't let it drop. Don't forget about it. Verse 6 says, this parable spake Jesus to them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus to them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. See, the God's people who love him, they're not going to follow a strange doctrine. They're not going to follow strange things. They're going to leave that alone because they have ears to hear. They're the right kind of people. They want to know God, and they don't waste their time fooling with things of this world. Jesus, the real Jesus said in verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now watch verse 10. The thief comes not, he comes for no reason, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. He also came that you may have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. The Lord loves you. And he's concerned about you. He cares about you. He wants you to know him. He wants good things to happen to you. He don't want you to get beat up by an angry man, and he don't want you to be destroyed by people that hate you. He don't want you to be robbed and murdered and hurt and left for dead. He don't want that to happen to you. And he don't want your children to miss heaven. He wants you. You got to do your part. There's a God part and there's a man part. Now, you trust him. He's going to do his part. He don't waste your life. He's going to make sure that he responds to your faith. You got to believe him. If you don't believe him, nothing's going to work right. But if you receive his word, that's how you get faith, receiving his word. He said in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. If God gave his life to get you in his kingdom, he's going to help you. And he will not do you wrong. He will not do you wrong. But Satan will. And then he'll blame God. God didn't do you wrong. Satan came to hurt your life, not God. And then there are hirelings. Verse 13 says, the hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and he don't care about you. There are some pastors, they're hirelings. My daddy told me about hirelings. He said they don't care about the people of God. They just want what they can get, and when they get it, they're gone. But just like there's a real Jesus, and they are the right people. They are also good-hearted pastors that love the sheep and will go to bat for you. They will, when you get hurt, they come into the hospital to pray for you. When you go to court, they're going to be right there to help you. Those are real pastors. They're going to tell your side from their perspective. That's what real pastors do. They are active. And, you know, when people are desperately trying to grow a mega church, how can you pastor so thousands of people? How can you be there and know the families by name? See, if people wouldn't tamper with what God, not just saying churches can grow, people can get strong, they can go on TV, reach more people, do greater works, and then other pastors come up to help. And that's how it's supposed to be. But you have to be on course. With God, everything will be manageable, and He'll send you everything you need, and you have to utilize it. I've seen churches, they don't utilize the ministers they have. They don't put them to work. They don't, you know, it could be better. But if you follow God, the right kind of people will follow God and have ears to hear. Some people just want the finances and the fame and the fortune. They're not trying to really take care, supply the sheep. You got to supply them. You can't be lazy. And so, I thank God that He gave me things to do. He gave me a radio broadcast. I tell people these things so that you can go forward. I've seen a lot of things that's just out of place, but it's not God's fault. God loves man. Man just got to love God back. And you got to be the right kind of person. You got to have ears to hear. People that don't have ears to hear, they miss out on too much, and they don't even know it. So they can't value. It's impossible to value what you don't love. If you don't love God's word, you can't value God's word. People value money because they love money. And they don't love God because they don't know Him. And they love something else. And they're still running from Him like Adam did. But if you got ears to hear, you're going to learn and grow and prosper correctly. You're going to prosper in the Lord. You're going to seek to be a blessing to people. All of your concepts change when you have ears to hear. You're able to hear that perfect wisdom from the heart of God. And then you'll see the world for the lie that it really is. Having ears to hear is key. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life as you hear Him out and take Him at His word. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.